Como News 1000 and FM 97.7. KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
The Northwest's only 24-hour news station.
Coming up on Como News.
I'm Ryan Harris with Seattle council members saying they're ready to work with the chief and mayor on how to move forward with police cuts.
I'm Sue Romero. Global health researchers in Seattle predict COVID deaths in the U.S. doubling unless more people wear masks.
Plus traffic and weather on the fours on the way after ABC News, 7 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. COVID-19 deaths nationwide rose for the fifth week in a row, according to the latest numbers from the COVID Tracking Project. And as they do, ABC Steve Osunsami says President Trump is making a bold prediction.
President Trump, who wore a mask as he toured an appliance factory, is hopeful that a vaccine could be ready by Election Day.
I'm optimistic that it'll be probably around that date.
But many of his own scientists think it will be later.
My projection, which is only a projection, is that somewhere towards the end of the year, the beginning of 2021.
There's hope in some of the numbers. New cases in 11 states are decreasing, but the number of people dying is still alarming. More than 158,000 Americans and more than 2,000 reported in the last 24 hours.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says he's taken a second test, which found he was negative for the virus. The GOP governor testing positive earlier today, just before he was to meet with the president. The Georgia Health Department says a 7-year-old African-American boy with no underlying health issues has died of COVID-19. After a ninth meeting, the White House and Democrats are still far apart on another coronavirus economic relief package.
What is a negotiation about? It's not about who gets more what in the halls of Congress. It's about what it translates into the lives of the American people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that main sticking point is still the federal bump up in jobless benefits. About 1.5 million are still without power 2 days after Tropical Storm Isaias. ABC's Adrian Bankert in Englewood, New Jersey.
Residents here tell us that they've been told they may not get power restored until early next week, and it could be a double whammy for some with thunderstorms forecast for the Mid-East and the North Atlantic until Saturday.
And Connecticut's governor has activated the National Guard. The first of three humanitarian flights arrived in Beirut to help those affected by the explosion. You're listening to ABC News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So you guys just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code FRUITS.
The second wave is here. Now, renowned Dr. Chauncey Crandall reveals the truth about the coronavirus in his new bestseller, Fight Back. In Fight Back, you'll find out how to boost your immune system and protect against high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, or worse. A number one Amazon bestseller, Newsmax calls Fight Back the ultimate antidote with the latest drug treatments and more. Get it today or see the free offer and save $20. Call 800-821-3000, 800-821-3000, or go to fightback411.com.
Fort Hood has one of the highest rates of murder, sexual assault, and harassment in the Army. That's according to Secretary Ryan McCarthy, who says the slaying of Specialist Vanessa Guillen at the Texas base has become a catalyst in highlighting assaults.
Over the past 3 weeks, I have traveled to Poland and Italy, and in both visits, soldiers have asked about this. Vanessa's story has served as a tipping point, where survivors spoke out on social media and shared their own trauma.
McCarthy also announced the Army is rolling out an initiative called Project Inclusion to address diversity, discrimination, sexual harassment, sexual assault, and suicide. New York's Attorney General is suing to dissolve the National Rifle Association.
New York Attorney General Letitia James described years of self-dealing and illegal conduct that she said made it impossible for the NRA to continue to exist.
We are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
Her lawsuit named four current or former NRA executives, including CEO Wayne LaPierre, and said they misappropriated $64 million.
The NRA, unfortunately, was serving as a personal piggy bank to four individual defendants.
James has spent the last year and a half investigating the NRA, which has denounced her probe as political Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has rescinded an order requiring people traveling from New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to quarantine for 14 days. This is ABC News.
Como News Time 7:04. Our Como traffic every 10 minutes on the fours. Here's Tama Fulton.
We have a stall in Seattle on southbound 5. It's just before Mercer Street, blocking the left center lane. That's causing some slowing approaching that area. Also in Seattle, still watching a crash on southbound 5 at I-90. It's been moved to the right shoulder, but there's still a bit of slowing from the convention center. And in Lake Stevens, a residential fire at the intersection of 8th Street Southeast and 84th Avenue Southeast is causing some westbound slowing along 8th Street Southeast. This report is sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time when you need your mortgage to fit your family and your budget. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. Our next Como traffic at 7:14.
Shannon O'Donnell has your Como forecast.
Well, hi there, everybody. Heading into our Thursday night, wrapping up the last of the scattered showers. Sure was a touch of autumn out there today, but we'll brighten and blue up the skies all over again for our Friday, wrapping up the work week with some sunshine and highs in the 70s. By the weekend, more of the same. Slim chance for a few sprinkles near the Canadian border on Saturday, but otherwise brighter and warmer with highs in the 70s both afternoons. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Right now, it's Seattle, 60 degrees.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Como Evening News.
Como News Time 7:05. Art Sanders in your top local stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. Following the first vote to make cuts to Seattle Police, city council leaders say they're in a unified position and ready to work with the chief and mayor. Como's Ryan Harris has more.
Council President Lorena Gonzalez says police reform and navigation team efforts have failed to bring change or help people. Yet she says Mayor Jenny Durkin insists on sowing fear in a crisis. Gonzalez says the council never came at the mayor or Chief Carmen Best with disrespect, and she believes they can do this work, quote, without tearing each other down.
We are going to have moments where we disagree fundamentally on the direction that we are headed, but I will never tear you down because I understand what it means to be a woman of color in a position of power.
Council members say they've already taken steps to move money from SPD to organizations already out there helping people who need housing, drug treatment, or mental health care. The mayor's office says she's concerned about eliminating the navigation team without a plan to bridge the gap, that the cuts were made without consulting the chief, and that rethinking community safety needs to be done thoughtfully. Ryan Harris, Como News.
People can finally visit their loved ones in nursing homes under a new four-phase plan unveiled by the governor this afternoon. Governor Inslee says phase one for all long-term health care facilities starts next week.
It's going to allow compassionate care visits, window visits, remote visits, and I would say maybe best of all, outdoor visits that are limited to two a day.
Facilities can only move into the next phase if they've gone 28 days without any new COVID cases and they have a 14-day supply of personal protective equipment on hand. Health officials say more than half of the COVID deaths in the state are associated with long-term care facilities. Another big jump in the number of new coronavirus cases reported in hard-hit Pierce County. We're told 123 new cases of COVID-19 are reported today, as well as five new deaths. All five of those who died, ranging in age from their 50s to 90s, all suffered from underlying health conditions. Pierce County has reported more than 1,300 new cases of coronavirus over the last 14 days. COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could reach 300,000 by December if more people don't start wearing masks today, according to Global Health Research. Como's Sue Romero reports.
That grim forecast from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the UW, where researchers also say we could prevent about 70,000 of those projected deaths if 95% of people began consistently wearing masks today. Dr. Christopher Murray says the problem is people letting their guard down and skipping masks when infections in their area drop, but the drops appear to be because of mandates for masks and closing businesses.
We are actually see that you could save, you know, more than 65,000 lives in the U.S. through much higher mask use levels.
Their modeling shows that if mandates and responsible behavior are not followed, 22 states will need to reimpose things like stay-home orders. And for Washington, that could happen in October. Sue Romero, Como News.
COVID-19 is forcing another tech giant to have its employees work from home. Facebook, which has thousands of software engineers here in Seattle, is extending its work from home program in July of 2021. GeekWire reports they're not the first, as Amazon, Zillow, and others have already extended their telecommuting efforts. Our state's following the national trend with new unemployment claims down more than 13%, but that's no help to people who say the Employment Security Department still hasn't paid them after they've waited for months. James Fry says because he applied in mid-April, he should have been among the cases with issues cleared last week. Fry says even with his ID verified and a push from the governor's office and his state lawmakers, he's still listed as pending.
You cleared me over 2 months ago. Why have you not paid the claims? After being cleared by your system and talking to a person, say, yep, well, we got your stuff, you cleared. We know you're not a fraudulent person. Well, why have you not paid me my claim?
We're still waiting to hear back on our request for comment from ESD, but the department's dashboard says it has more than 29,000 people who are still waiting for some resolution to their claims. Como News Time 710, and from the Como Sports Desk, mixed results for Seattle teams on this first Thursday in August. Bill Swartz with the pluses and minuses in this Como Sports Update.
Let's give you the positive first. Seattle Storm improved to 5-1 in the WNBA this afternoon, riding a big first quarter, making a lot of free throws and holding off the Atlanta Dream thanks to an all-star Jewel.
Lloyd, step back jumper is good. Jewel Lloyd has made some big plays tonight for Seattle.
ESPN had the coverage. Jewel Lloyd scored 18, Brianna Stewart 27. The Storm squeaked by 93-92. At T-Mobile Park, the LA Angels got a complete game from right-hander Dylan Bundy, homers from Shohei Ohtani and Max Stassi, and beat the Mariners 6-1. Nice to see Daniel Vogelbach smack his first home run for Seattle this season.
So just trying not to panic, just keep taking it day by day and doing my work and believing that if I put the work in, that at the end of the year, everything's going to be taken care of.
The 5-9 M's host Colorado tomorrow night. Jason Day's early 5-under par continues to lead round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Brooks Koepka and Justin Rose are a stroke back. Tiger Woods open with a 2-under par 68. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Swartz, Como News.